just wanna take control.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, everyone in and outside that box. This is Button Pushers. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 Freeform Radio. Holy, okay. I'm in a different studio, and they don't have like the thing that I've only been reading for like 6 years right in front of me, and I don't have it memorized, apparently. Oh, they do have the PSA book in here, too, so you can look forward to that. That was Control by Chime. I wasn't originally planning on playing it, but we did a smooth transition between the shows here, and I wanted something that wasn't too hectic, like of a jump right away. I want to introduce myself to the next DJ because we'll be doing transitions throughout this season. But they complimented the Porter Robinson shirt, so obviously they must have pretty good music taste. I would recommend checking out their show, the one right before mine. They said it was alternating, so whatever it was this week and then 2 weeks from now, check that show out. There's so much stuff to play. There was four crazy albums that dropped on Friday that I've been like kind of, I would say I've been very anticipating three of them, and then the fourth one that I wasn't super anticipating was the Volpitron Forever album, and I knew it was going to be good, but I wasn't like on the edge of my seat for it, and it's really good. It's got some heaters on it. And originally I wanted to try and like parse down like my favorites of the albums and play each one, but it's difficult, man. So we might just split it into like, I might just show like kind of two of the albums and talk about them. We might just play random stuff because like the speakers in here are pretty good, but they definitely aren't the Studio A speakers. That's the other thing. The regular studio's down. I guess I said that earlier because of me not knowing the WMFO thing. But, whew, okay, getting my bearings, we're here. Hopefully my volume is okay. This is also a different like mic setup, and it's like right in my face, but that's fine. But yeah, that was the new Chime on his Between EP, or their Between EP. Chime has set a lot of goals this year to kind of ease off of their like mental health medicine. They've been taking medicine for depression and for a while now, and they're trying to kind of scale off of it. And they're also trying to express themselves a little bit more authentically, especially in like with gender. They're trying to be a little bit more non-binary presenting, which is something they haven't felt comfortable with for a while. And it's really cool to see that shift happening at the same time as a very sonic shift in the project. Some of the more recent releases, and I think some like 17 or so teased releases, are really taking a step back to like the original UK dub kind of sound that really inspired their career. So I'm really excited for that. It's very interesting because when I first found Chime, I was so enamored by like their color-based theory and like making really cool glitchy remixes of like video game songs and stuff. They're very video game focused at first, and then kind of led the front on a lot of the color-based scene. And now they're coming back to like the roots of like UK dub, and that's really fun to watch. So keep your ears peeled for that. But I don't want to talk too much because I do kind of want to move through some of these. And I guess first up on the list, I want to play some of the Control Freak album. Control Freak is someone who goes crazy, crazy feral. Absolutely loved their sound design. It's like super like minimal, I would say. I feel like a lot of the sounds are pretty simple, but they're just very, very raw and like ripping and super trappy, super like clubby, super, super fun. And this one that I'm about to play is a song that was actually written for Boston, which is a shame. I feel so bad about this story, but Control Freak opened for Illenium at Big Night Live. It was Big Night Live. And no one moved at all throughout his entire set. Like, the crowd was just not feeling it. And I was gone at the time. I wasn't in the area. I wish I could have been, because I would have needed to, like, carry that crowd and, like, start pushing people around and be like, what's happening? I think they were all, like, Illenium heads or something. And, like Illenium can throw down on a DJ set, but a lot of people like his music because it, like, reminds them of the connection they wish they had with their parents. Okay, sorry, I said it. And they were all just, like, standing there, like, deadpan. He even posted a video of it, like, just me and the lighting guy, like, having a good time. And he had a good attitude about it, but afterwards he was like, man, what the heck? And he came back to Boston about 2 months later, and he says, hey, Boston, I wrote this song for you. And the song is called Shut Up and Dance. And that's how I feel like you're supposed to react to a Control Freak set and sound. And it's fun to hear that this was, like, you know, inspired by such a terrible tragedy, but we really did get a treasure out of it. So, wow, that was kind of an alliteration. I'm on fire. Okay, anyway, I'm going to get right into it after yapping a little bit about the lore. I just think it's a fun story. But here's Shut Up and Dance, and I encourage you to do the same. I'll be doing it right now.
Speakers up. blow your speakers up.
Alright, less than smooth transition back into my voice here, but oh, that's such a heater. I love that second drop so much, and it just like plays the same riff over and over again, but has one tone up on that beep every, like, you know, bar or whatever it is at the end. I'm not like a real musician, I just love beep boops. But yeah, that's a heater. When he played it at Big Night Live, when he came back, I was like, I think I scared some people in my usual rave team, because I was going so hard on the rail. I was like, I had both hands on it and my feet were off the ground, and I was doing like push-ups on it. Like, I was just wilding out, and I stopped for a second to like catch my breath, and like someone in my team tapped me and was like, dude, like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, dude, this is like so sick. And then they just laughed, you know, because I'm the youngest in my rave team, and I think sometimes it shows because I'm a little bit of a bass gremlin, and I just go like crazy feral. And then, although I will say the post show back pain is slowly catching up to me. I think I got to get it in while I can, you know. But yeah, that was Shut Up and Dance. Goes crazy. Thank you for writing a song about Boston. I'm so sorry you had to go through that, control freak. One day I hope I can, you know, give you a little note that says like, sorry about that Elenium show in 2025. 2025? Yeah, 2025. That's the year it is. I know where I am. But I want to move through this album a little bit more. There's a track called Haunted House, and I think that's an excellent name for the track. It is a house track, and it is very eerie. I think that's kind of the main themes of Control Freak, is like this super like eerie, but aggressive, like an aggressive eeriness. I think what really brought me into Control Freak and like his sound, so this is my rec, is he has a remix of the song Spider. I think it's on the Night Punk album, but I have to confirm that. But that remix is like crazy hard. And I've had people like ask me for recs similar to that song, and I just feel like nothing really does justice compared to that one. It's pretty crazy. So check out the Spider Control Freak remix. It's really, really good. This next one is Haunted House, and I'll probably play one more on this album, then we'll see where we're at. Also, it is so hot in this studio. There's no AC, so I'm gonna like leave for a second, stand in front of the AC that's in the outside room, and come back and go crazy. Hopefully y'all have AC so that you can like bring your own heat to Haunted House. Wow, so clever. Here it comes. so good. I love that track so much. I think also because, like, house music, it very much gets the rep of being, like, the boots and cats type music, you know, boots and cats and oons, you know, that type of stuff. And being relatively, I feel like, consistent and simple. And a lot of more, like, electro house people and I feel like some of the more modern names have really been trying to add so much energy to that. I talked about it last show, but, like, Knock 2, definitely a big name there. I feel like Stonebank did a bunch of, like, heavy house stuff for a little bit, too, that really pushed the mold there. And that's my type of house music. Stuff that has, you know, a consistent drum beat a little bit, but, like, the patterns and the rhythms going on with, like, the sounds and stuff are all over the place. Some types of, like, fun accelerations and slowdowns and stuff like that. I don't know. It's a very fluid track and moves all over the place. And I did look it up. Spider is a song by Night Punk, and Control Freak did a remix of it. That's great. And in this track, the Haunted House track, there's a brief part before the second drop where you just hear someone go, like, "Let's go!" And that's from that track. So, I don't know, kind of fun to know that, like, as you remix stuff, you slowly build your repertoire of, like, samples that you can put into your own music because you got the stems or isolated them while you were working on the remix. Kind of fun. All right, I've got one more from this album for now, because I think I've played some other ones on air before. Oh, I feel like I need to sneeze. Oh boy, I think I'm just gonna jump right into it and let the sneeze happen off mic. So this track is called Come Again, and I think it goes really, really hard. I've been saying that for all of the Control Freak tracks, but I just love the energy on this album. Also, the album is called Eat Your Friends, and that just goes crazy. I love it. I love how, like, wild this whole project is. Control Freak just really leaves nothing behind when they make a record. So super, super fun. And if he does come again to Boston, I'll come again to that show. That's not really how I'll go again, but you know what I mean. Here's Come Again, probably the last track I'll play from this album, at least tonight. But once I get, like, better at mixing, I'm definitely going to be just, like, laying this album throughout all my mixes. There's so many fun, like, switch-ups and little bits and pieces of every track. Super, super fun. Yes. Respect on manners.
manners. Respect on manners. Yes, yes, yes. Respect on manners. Respect on manners. Come again.
Goes crazy. Absolutely love it. I love a good, like, Jersey beat, and also, like, any electronic song that kind of reinforces the stereotype of it just being a lot of repeated weird sound effects. Incredible. And that is definitely one of them. That's a song you shake your booty to in the club. Oh no, I forgot to log it. Sorry, that was probably pretty loud. But that one was Come Again off of the Eat Your Friends album by Control Freak, like the past two tracks as well. Super, super fun album. If you've been liking those three, definitely recommend checking out the rest of them. I really wanted to play one more here, but I'll probably save it for a mix or something later. But there's one called Lucy's Flute, and there's just a little lick in there that just sounds amazing and comes out of nowhere. I love it. It's like a ringtone, honestly, but it's so good. Love it, love it, love it. Speaking of music that emphasizes eeriness, but maybe losing a little bit of the aggression here, Rez dropped an album as well this Friday called As the Pendulum Swings, and it's so good. It's such a, like, I feel like it's a little bit of a jump from her previous album and a little bit of a transition in sound. There's definitely some tracks on here that I wouldn't have exactly placed as a Rez track, and I don't know if I'll get to all of them that I want to in the show here, because I have to cut off a little bit early too for the next DJs. So really trying to pack it in here. But Rez's whole thing is like being obsessed with this like hypnosis / puppeteering / like mind control stuff, you know, and just like really dark, eerie horror stuff. They've sampled like the Scream movies and like other horror films and weird like magician or like not like ASMR, that's not the right word for it, but like those like meditative practices, and someone is like kind of telling you just to like breathe and relax and everything's gonna be okay, but it's edited in just a way that makes it seem like, wait a minute, I don't know if I can trust this person. And I feel like the track that I'm about to play is such a like embodiment of hypnosis in a track. The visuals for it are super crazy. She went on a tour on a I think it was called Portal. And she had this big circle screen behind her, and the visuals for this track just had like rings moving down the circle, every time the, you know, sound like pulsed. And so it'd slowly like become a brighter and brighter circle as there was more and more rings and kind of like filling in, the space. And I don't know, definitely recommend checking out the visuals for this, but I feel like as you listen to the track too, you'll honestly be able to almost kind of visualize what this might look like a little bit, how like hypnotizing and entrancing it is. It's super, super fun. Lots of little like automation on the filter here to get a lot of movement in the rhythm. So I'm going to start with Contorted by Rez. And this is again off of her recently released As the Pendulum Swings album.
Yeah.
super, super good. I love that one a lot. That one is very classic Rez, I would say. Like super, super, like in tune with the rest of their project. Also, Rez is such a like a beautiful human being, like inside and out. Like I love her so much. Like her, she like publicly posted that she wanted to do like a 1v1 on basketball with any other DJ, and then Shaq was like, all right, square up, because he DJs now. And she was like, yeah, sounds good. I'm gonna kick your butt, handsome, or something like that, and then posted the like dog in the burning house, like this is fine meme. Very, very fun. Some of her merch has been just extraordinary. I'm not even gonna mention it on air, but go check it out. She also has these super cool glasses that have like spiral LED lights in them for the hypnosis effect that she wears on stage a lot. And she has a lot of really strong connections with other artists that I feel like she doesn't really like flaunt around or like use, you know, like she very much built her own platform. Like she attended Red Rocks like maybe 7 or 8 years ago as like just an audience member, you know, and was super hyped to like be at those shows and started producing, and like very, very cool story. Always like very supportive of other people and their projects. Definitely check them out. It claims that they prefer to be referred to as she or sir or handsome princess. So like very, just love her to death. Amazing person. And the music is so evil. I love music that makes me feel evil, because maybe I am evil. I don't know. Okay, I don't think I'm that evil, but I love listening to like brooding, gross music. And in that vein, I really love whenever Rez collabs with Eddie. I feel like they can make some really crazy stuff. On the last album, there was one called, I think it was Maleficent, and I remember listening to it the first time and I was just like, this is crazy. Like, I don't know how to describe how they even made these sounds, what it even sounds like, but it just felt very like grossly organic and guttural and like horrifying. Super fun though. Like it, all of this is meant in a positive light, so maybe go check it out. But there's another Eddie collab on this album called Zone, so I think I'm gonna play that one next, because it's, I don't know, I really like it. I love whenever they collab with Eddie, whenever she collabs with Eddie, it's super, super fun. There's also two collabs on this album with her wife, so that's like super fun, because her wife is FKN Sid, or fucking Sid, and she has like such a ethereal, I use that word way too much, but very like dreamy, like hypnotic voice, I feel like, when she leans into it. And it works really well with the Rez sound, especially on the tracks that she's on in this album. But I don't know, we might play Delirium. That's the last track on the album, and it does feature Sid, but I'm not sure if we'll get to it. We'll see. But for now, here is Zone, something quite evil with Rez and Eddie.
We'll be right back. just gonna
part of the next one play, but it was contorted again because of how I have it lined up in my list here. But wow, I love that one. It's so dark, it's so deep. The bass and the kicks are so like so low. Super fun with headphones. If you were a phone listener there, I hate to say it, but that might have been a mistake. Go check out the entire Rez album with headphones. I had a friend over this weekend who's Nate. He's been on the show, part of the rave team, probably tuned in right now. I think every time he logs in, it says he's Eager Self, maybe. I'm not super sure about that. It does randomize the names, but it might be assigned to an IP. Anyway, yeah, I totally just doxed you, Nate. Sorry. That's the lowest dox that's ever happened. Quirky Beam, maybe. Who knows? I had him over to play this board game, and we were gonna see a movie the next day, and like he's driving me, so I was like, just come over, we can like play the board game, you can crash, and we'll leave in the morning. And going through all the albums, and like at one point he was like, do you want to listen to the Rez album on like the drive or like the like on the TV? And I was like, kind of no, like I kind of want to just listen to it with like headphones for the first time because I'm picky and I'm annoying, but it is such a like soundscape and so hypnotizing. I love it. Also, that gif is amazing. Hello, quirky being. Anyway, I'm gonna do a quick interlude for the PSA because this is also eerie and weird and gross, like much like some music. Probiotics PSA. Did you know there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry, they're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are a beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now, that's a lot of yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford. Excuse me? Is that how probiotics work? Can you make infinite yogurt from a little bit of yogurt? And if so, how come we aren't making more yogurt? And also, how come it's so expensive? I do know that probiotics are real and that you probably do have a ton of them in your gut or something. A bunch of living organisms in your gut. It's a nice way to phrase that for sure. But why is yogurt so expensive? Anyway, let's see. Let's do... Oh, man. You know what? We're kind of running out of time. So maybe I'll do one more from this album. And then I'll play some more maybe next show. I want to dedicate enough time to the two other albums that came out this week. Which was the Volpitron Forever album, which is just crazy aggressive dubstep pretty much through and through, but some little lean backing. I don't know what the right way is to say that, but Ray Volpi used to be, I feel like, a little bit 50-50 on like some crazy aggressive stuff and more like melodic, emotional, but still kind of a little aggressive stuff. And there's a little bit of that on this album. They've got a Run collab where, I don't know, Run's vocals are amazing. Every track she's on is magic. Yeah, I didn't enjoy that PSA either. It was very, like, that's not fun. I'm sorry, everybody. But it is a public service announcement for your educational well-being or something. And what else is there? There's an Adventure Club collab on there that apparently he's been playing for, like, 3 years. People have been wanting for a while. It's also really, really nice, really smooth, melodic, emotional, fun stuff like that. So fun to see him kind of dip back into that for a little bit. But I'm going to do one more off of the Rez album, and I think this is one that I wouldn't have pinned as like a Rez track when I first listened to it. And most of that is because about 95% of Rez's project is like mid-tempo, eerie, slow stuff like you've heard in the past two tracks. This one, I feel like, is a little different. And I will say there's a bit of a jump scare in this one. So maybe if you are a headphones listener, look out for that. And it's also kind of late. So I don't want to spoil the surprise, but it gets a little loud out of nowhere at a certain point. So this one is called Upper. So good. That scream and then like just double the speed, maybe even more. I think it was just double. That's a great combo. And Rez is going to be in Boston, I think, on the 17th, January 17th. Sorry, I should clarify, not tomorrow. What day is it? I have no idea. It's been a bit of a weekend, honestly. So I'm still getting my bearings here. Or getting my bearings this week. I had like a case of the Monday. Ew, that was very gross. But it felt like a Monday for me today because I took Monday off. I don't know. I feel like I'm all out of whack because of knowing what days are what right now because of that. But in any case, we've had a lot of dark and evil and eerie stuff this show, and I'm going to make a stark transition over to something extremely holy from our show favorite, Saint Mary. Saint Mary's project is super, super fun. It's kind of, I don't know if it's, I would say it's blowing up right now, but I feel like she's got some good momentum on releases and is going to have an EP out soon, I think. And that's really exciting because I've really loved watching where this project is going right now. Seeing her DJ was super, super inspiring. I say that every time I bring her up. She's just like jumping back and forth, having a great time on the decks and like throwing down some really heavy stuff and some really clean mixes. So super, super fun. But this next track is called Amen, and it features Matthew Adam Green on the vocals. And when I first listened to it, the drop literally, like, it froze me in place. I was, like, getting ready for the day. I was going to go out and go on my caffeine walk, you know, go grab a little drink or something. And I just, like, froze and just, like, stunned and, like, got goosebumps and just, like, listened to it while I was standing still with my eyes closed because it was so, like, good. And my friends were really going off about it. I think one of my friends listened to it on repeat so much, and she's a little bit of a smaller artist that, like, he got a notification that was, like, are you really doing this or are you botting, like, listens for this artist? And they had to, like, confirm, like, no, I'm still listening. It's like the Netflix, like, are you still here warning? And I don't blame them. Like, I think I listened to it quite a bit that first day, too. I heard it. It's really, really, really pretty. So let's take a stark switch over from basically the music that I would imagine plays in the underworld to something a little bit more holy. And also for the video on this, she brought like a smoke machine into this like big cathedral. That's kind of sick. Like it was very, very fun filmography on the MV there. But check out this one. I think the drop is really, really good. If you have headphones, throw them on right now if you haven't been already. That drop is so crazy. I don't think, like, I don't know. It's not like I've been putting my work in like the Ableton mines that much lately, but like it's really hard to have that many sounds sound that crystal clear and that fluctuating all at once, without it like peaking weirdly or muting other parts of it. And I feel like as you listen to that drop, you can just latch on to very slightly different speed arps and stuff, and it's so, I don't know, it's so magical, it's so holy. I love it so much. I think especially in the past like maybe year and a half, I've had to kind of confront myself with some realities that are difficult, and at a certain point you do just kind of need to like stand up and like take a big deep breath and be like, I'm ready. And then you take another big deep breath and it hits you like a truck. And I feel like that's very much what this song kind of embodies. Whether that hit by a truck is good or bad, sorry, every time I say hit by a truck I can't stop but think of the Michael Jackson meme that's like, you've been hit by, you've been struck by, and they just edit the struck and it just says truck and it plays a truck horn. Look it up, it's pretty banger. But wow, love that song. It's so holy, love it so much. Thank you, St. Mary, for like more holy music and choir stuff. Speaking of holy stuff and euphoric sounds, we got another Grizz song, and instead of it being a little bit more dubstepy, I feel like, or wonky space bass like some of his other releases this year, this one is a collab with Griffin, and it is so pretty. It just sounds nice, and I cannot wait to see him in about like a month here. I'm gonna go so crazy. He's headlining his own festival 3 nights in a row, so I get a bunch of Grizz sets after about a 2-year hiatus. Very excited for that. But for now, I'm just gonna play it. I think this might be one of the last songs I play too, as we're getting close to the transition time over here, but we'll see. But for now, this is Deep Clear Water by Griffin and Grizz.
Gonna let myself heal.
so pretty. Grizz always finds like some of the best vocal samples and masters them super, super well. Love it so much. The next DJs are here, so I'm going to pass it off to them. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This has been Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Freeform Radio, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My bad. I don't have the sheet right in front of me to just read it right off. But thank you for tuning in. And I did secure this time slot for the whole season. So it's the same as the summer and the season before. So yeah, be back next week with the Frost Children and the Volpitron album, because they're both pretty sick. All right.
Question. If I see the money, I'ma take it.
Fill up the room with the buzz, fill up the room with the buzz. We stay in the house, I'm doing this shit every town. Doing it blind, I'm doing it fine, I'm doing it. Come on, I told her to get in the whip with me. Let's go, let's do, let's go, let's go, let's go. You already knew what it was with me, let's go. You not my hoe, let's go. I need the milk for a show, I need the bitch with a dark charm. I just put up in some mind, mind. Dead on the first tire, huh? Hand up, baby. Test that shit, she see me. Spirit collision. Who in the fuck on they picture? We fuck up on every seat. I'm a white girl, I'm not baby. I take the color. I'm a diamond on every island. I'm at the border, the kid that I built for my city. Gonna pull up in every island. Pull up and go with that movie, baby. You know we gon' go out with everybody. I want it flooded by diamonds, here cause I could. I want it fucking this bitch, here cause I could. I want that kid that's why, yeah cause I could. Kill him. No, no, you don't feel me. No, no, you don't feel me. Double tied, twisted sides. No, you can't feel me. You couldn't understand this life we live. You can